Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. If you would like to follow along in your Bible with us while I read the scriptures that we are studying today, let's open up our Bibles to Psalms chapter 53. I will be reading from the New Living Translation. Only fools say in their hearts, "There is no God." They are corrupt, and their actions are evil. Not one of them does good. God looks down from heaven on the entire human race. He looks to see if anyone is truly wise, if anyone seeks God. But no, all have turned away. All have become corrupt. No one does good, not a single one. Will those who do evil never learn? They eat up my people like bread and wouldn't think of praying to God. Terror will grip them, terror like they have never known before. God will scatter the bones of your enemies. You will put them to shame, for God has rejected them. Who will come from Mount Zion to rescue Israel? When God restores his people, Jacob will shout with joy, and Israel will rejoice. Once again, that was Psalms chapter 53 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the text a little further. Do you think people are basically good or naturally tilted towards selfishness? This psalm describes God looking over the whole human race and finding only corruption. Even when we do good, it is mixed with selfish motives. We feel good about our morality by comparing ourselves to worse people. It is not only that our actions are twisted, our very nature needs to be redeemed. This is hinted at in verse 6. It is Jesus who died on Mount Zion to rescue his people. He not only forgave our sins, he lives in us to transform our nature. Do you compare yourself more to others or to Jesus? What difference does that make? The fools say there is no God. They always will. Don't spend all your time arguing with them. Let your life of love for God be the counterargument. Stop comparing yourself to others and strive to become like Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith. Live like Jesus. That is the greatest testimony to God the world needs. Here are some thoughts to ponder during your personal prayer time and for the rest of the day. What is your next step today? Thank you for listening to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.